Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. Japanese Prime Minister Sane Takaichi has told Australia's Prime Minister their two countries should be the leaders in creating partnerships in the region. Mr. Albanese congratulated Ms. Takaichi for being elected, and Ms. Takaichi told the ASEAN World Leaders meeting that a secure Indo-Pacific is very important.
Japan advocates for free and open Indo-Pacific and consistently support the ASEAN outlook on the Indo-Pacific.
Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney also spoke to Southeast Asian leaders at the ASEAN summit, saying he wants to build stronger trade relations with countries in the region. Canada is moving away from exporting its goods to its main trading partner, the United States, because of tariffs. Mr. Carney did not talk about the US in his speech.
But very importantly, and this is something I wanted to underscore, we would like to complete the negotiations of the Canada-ASEAN Free Trade Agreement over the course of next year's presidency. We will put all the resources in to supplement your work on digital, on clean tech, and on energy wherever we can, because this is the forum of reason and respect. This is the forum of inclusivity and sustainability, and we are keen to contribute in any way we can.
Queensland's Health Department is asking people to be aware of products without labels after rat poison was found in chili pastes. Professor Catherine McDougall is the Queensland Health Officer.
The products that we have provided information about have tested positive for Brodie Fecum, and three out of the five people who have tested positive have consumed these products.
A new football competition the FIFA ASEAN Cup is starting soon in Southeast Asia. FIFA President Gianni Infantino says 11 countries will play.
And we launched this competition to give a real boost to football with the best players in the framework of the international match calendar of FIFA to make it really, really impactful in the region, but also to shine in the entire world. Football unites the world. We are uniting the world together with all 11 ASEAN countries.
That's the latest SBS News in Easy English.